this way. Ooh.
S and the P wanna get with me, cool, but I'm wicked G. Yeah. Hit skins, but never quickly. Right. I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get. For the smell of it. Smelly. You want my ball? Here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard.
Yeah.
Big 12 of a 6'2 wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
I know a place. Ain't nobody. The world would not be the same without this group. That is the Staple Singers, and I'll take you there. Right here on the Jukebox, I am your host, Julian Taylor. It was Mavis Staples' birthday not long ago, and I ran into her at the Chicago airport when I was on tour. It was an incredible experience. I cannot tell you the feeling that was rushing through my body at the time. It was incredible. I literally just walked up to this woman who's inspired me my entire life and just looked in her eyes, held her hand, and said, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. She looked at me and she said, I love you too. And that was really the only interaction that the two of us had. I wanted to tell her that I was a singer-songwriter and that I was a musician so badly, but it just wasn't the space and place for it. And who knows if she knows, but it doesn't matter. I know, right? Julie Black, before that, with a song called Running. Julie's a longtime friend and definitely a very influential Black female musician here in Canada. She was recently at the All-Star Game singing the national anthem and re-sang the words to say, our home on native land, which drew a lot of attention, rightfully so, because it is the truth. There's been petitions going around here in Canada to change it completely to that. I'm in support of that. I know that some people I know are also in support of that, but there are people that are not, and that's the way the world works. We've got left and right, but without two wings, we don't fly, so we got to find some equilibrium, right? We got Serena Ryder on the show, and What I Wouldn't Do. I think this is one of my favorite of hers. I love this song. It is from her album Harmony, which won a few Juno Awards, and she's awesome. She really is. She supports a lot of artists out there and is just one of the kindest, smiliest people I know. Here is What I Wouldn't Do by Serena Ryder on the Jukebox.
If you should fall to pieces, you know I'll pick them up. There are so many reasons I'm never gonna get enough. If you should leave this country, you know I'll come to you, because you always love me, oh.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We'll be right back.
That's a song that is actually on 45 and in my jukebox at home. It is Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox, and I'm your host. Thanks for tuning into the show, as always. Big shout out to our partnered stations and our sponsors, and of course you, the listener. Thanks for always being here to check out the earworms that we're playing on the show. We've got music from a Juno Award nominee. It is Rit, and the song is called Sail.
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Feel now,
yeah.
You know you gotta stand up when you're better. last night turns into the darkest day. You know you gotta stand up when your greatest calm gets all caught up in a craze. You know you gotta
music from Rankin Inlet, Nunavut. That is Brenda Montana and Stand Up. She is a pop singer and also a TikTok influencer. TikTok has really transformed the music business, and people who are on TikTok have just gotten a huge push into the spotlight. She is a proud Inuk who often pays homage to her culture through her work. She really says in an interview that she hopes to share a message of strength, bravery, hope, and optimism after coming so many obstacles in her life. Last song of the show is coming up, and it is Midnight Train to Georgia, released in 1973 by Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's a fantastic version of the song. The original was by Sissy Houston, which happens to be Whitney's mom. It is Whitney's mom. Thelma was Whitney's aunt. I got it. It's all going. It's good. I got it. And Gladys talks about the song and how she wanted to do something different from the original version, a more Al Green type of thing, where it's a bit moody, but still has a little ride to it. And I think they achieved that. I love how she describes Al Green's music, moody with a little ride. And it's the best description for sure. It's full of horns, keyboards, and creates an incredible texture. This song's one of the best R&B songs out there. To end our show, here is Gladys Knight and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia. If you got any requests, remember, check us out on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, and we'll try to honor them. Enjoy the music. Until then, ciao banana.
Going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh. behind.